Darryl, needless to say, a hugely contrasting two halves of football, wasn't it, today?
Yeah, not good enough, is it, the second half performance? I mean, but the biggest disappointment for me, listen, we give a sloppy second individual goal. The left-back scored a great finish with his right foot. They haven't really created many opportunities in the game, got us on the counter a little bit. But the biggest thing for me is when you're in control of a game, to really be clinical and finish our chances, and we haven't done that today. We haven't committed the good final ball. We weren't opportunities to be ruthless, to be clinical. And we didn't do that. And obviously the goals we're conceding, which is unlike us, but the last two games, you concede 6 goals in 2 games and you're not going to win football, mate, games. And three or four of those goals have been individual mistakes. I mean, every goal you can look at two or three things and they'll build up. But, you know, we've handed it into on a plate. So it's been frustrating, very frustrating second half.
Yeah, in the first half, there were so many positives, obviously capped off by Stewart's goal, weren't they?
Yeah, I know, but it counts for nothing, does it? Disappointed. We've got good away travelling today. Wanted to get the 3 points. But we're putting ourselves under massive pressure away from home, for me, by a performance at home this season. The reason why we're not in the top half of the division at the minute is our own form. You know, we picked up 3 wins away from home. I think potentially this could have quite comfortably been another away win. But we got our players step up the plate at home. Because like I said before, unless you get your own form going, you won't be successful in this league. I think we're good enough to go and win double figures away from home in this league. I really do. Today wasn't a bad second half performance, but it's at home. We've got to really get ourselves going. And that ain't up to the fans to get us going. That's up to us to get them going. People to show character and belief and to get on the ball and to work things like I see every day in training. So for me, the focus has quickly got to go on to next Saturday, where we have to start our own form and be consistent at home.
And yet you got the response in that first half you were looking for from the Salford game, didn't you?
Yeah, listen, they're an only set of lads that they're working hard, but I think still quite a few of my players have got to step up to the plate, to be honest with you. I don't know. And like I said to them before, listen, it's the second quarter of the season. We've got 15 points in the first quarter. Second quarter of the season coming up. I'll make 4 or 5 changes, you know, make no bones about it. They've got to show me that they're going to be top 7 League 2 players. And so there will be a few fall by the wayside, but they're going to get them opportunities in the next 11 games to show me the second quarter before the window opens, to be able to show me that they're capable of getting promotions. You know, because I look at one or two of them, you know, knock on my door, say they want to play, should be playing. Well, they need to show me more. You know, they're not showing me nowhere near enough, to be honest with you. And like I say, I could say it to last week, this job is going to be a big rebuilding job. It is a rebuilding job, but I'm ruthless when it needs to be. So 11 games, we've got to turn our own form round. Like I say, I think we'll pick up points away from home. I really do. I genuinely believe that. I think today should have been another 3 points on the road, but it wasn't. So we've got to turn that round and get focused on our next game.